For months now, polls have shown State Attorney General Kamala Harris leading by a wide margin over Orange County Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez, the two vying to replace Barbara Boxer, who's retiring from the U.S. Senate. Both are Democrats, a product of the state's top two primary system, and that's got Sanchez openly courting votes from across the aisle, from Daryl Issa to conservative pundit Hugh Hewitt. But can a move to the right help Sanchez win, or is it just going to turn off liberal voters further? Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly. He's here now with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
Why does Loretta Sanchez feel like she can appeal more to GOP voters than Kamala Harris?
Maybe because she used to be a Republican back when she ran in 1994 for the Anaheim City Council as Loretta Brixey. Who knows? This has been very fascinating for me to see Loretta, who has never been the most liberal of Democrats, but at least was always a proud Democrat, now saying like, hey, Republicans, you should vote for me. Republicans in Orange County despise her because she is their eternal Moby Dick. She's the one who has thumbed her nose at them for, 20 years at this point. And now all of a sudden she's saying, hey, Republicans, vote for me because Kamala Harris is the lesser of two evils. I just can't believe it.
A common refrain from the Sanchez camp is that polls don't represent her voters. They're working class, often Latino. How do you think that fits into this narrative, this new strategy that she has?
Maybe, of course, with Latinos, as I've said on this show, we never necessarily vote for a candidate as we do against a candidate. And that's the problem with Loretta. Latinos don't hate Kamala Harris, if at all. Progressives love Kamala. The state, the state party apparatus loves Kamala. I was surprised that Loretta even ran this time around. I was assuming that she'd probably try to go for Dianne Feinstein's seat if Feinstein ever retires. So for Loretta to say, I have a sleeping job. Giant. That's kind of stereotypical, but also I don't think it's really based on reality. And more importantly, though, if Loretta continues to play footsie with some of these Republicans, like Daryl Issa, who represents northern San Diego County and southern Orange County, he's spoken very nasty things about undocumented people over the years. If she keeps associating with these types, she could actually turn off more Latinos she could turn off more Latinos.
How is her support in her home base in Orange County?
In Orange County, she'll win, just because on name recognition alone, at least in her old district. But people, and that's the other interesting thing, though. That's why, I've also always said, never underestimate Loretta. So Loretta could be more wily than we might make her out to be, because although Republicans have no love lost for Sanchez, for Loretta, they also cannot stand Kamala Harris. It's almost like what's going on in the presidential elections, where you have a lot of people who don't like either candidate, whether Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, but can't stand the thought of the other person winning. But let's see if they're able to if they're able to channel that Kamala hate into actual support for Loretta.
We talk about this, obviously, right before a big debate that's happening this week at Cal State LA. It's the only scheduled debate of the race. What do you think we can expect from the two there?
Loretta's going to be attacking as much as possible. But again, she knows that she can't play to be more of a progressive than Kamala. So she's probably going to tell what she's been telling Republicans. I can work across the aisle. I'm not as polarizing. I'm a Democrat still. No matter what, I'm still registered with a Democrat. And the other interesting thing that Loretta has done is that, and I think this is actually very true, she's saying that Kamala Harris really represents the status quo, that Kamala Harris was basically anointed to be the U.S. Senate candidate for California before anything ever happened. So maybe she could play on that anti-incumbency, anti-establishment sentiment and maybe win that debate. But who knows? But again, never underestimate Loretta.
Gustavo Arellano with this week's Orange County Line. Gustavo, thank you.